This is an Aero News Touch and Go for November 10th, 2008. I'm Paul Plack. The final session of AOPA Expo started Saturday with a tribute to outgoing President Phil Boyer. Boyer was the recipient of a rare water cannon salute as he arrived at San Jose International Airport for the event. It's thought to be the first time the ceremony has been afforded a general aviation flight. Arcing streams of water are commonly used to recognize retiring airline captains on their final flights. Bill Trimble, chairman of the board for the Aircraft Owners and Pilots Association, recalled the challenges the organization has faced during Boyer's 18 years at the helm. Quote, challenges that would have overcome most organizations. Phil Boyer posted a heck of a lot of victories. There are few words that can adequately describe Phil Boyer, but I choose one, and that is superb, unquote. Boyer then introduced AOPA President-elect Craig Fuller. You'll get to meet him starting this Wednesday in the Aero News special feature. The latest report on the on-time performance of U.S. airlines from DOT's Bureau of Transportation Statistics shows improvement in the month of September. The overall on-time arrival rate was 84.9% in September, up from 81.7% a year ago, also up from August's 78.4%. Flights canceled in September totaled 1.8% of scheduled domestic flights, up sharply from 1.1% a year ago and 1.6% in August. You can find more details and a link to the full report in the text version of this story at aero-news.net. When the FAA announced recently it would look carefully at industry-side compliance with the so-called 51% rule, one of the builder assist programs expected to come under intense scrutiny was Glass Air Aviation's 2 weeks to taxi. Last week, members of the FAA's Production and Airworthiness Division visited Glass Air's facility in Arlington, Washington, to review the program up close. The company tells ANN the lean manufacturing processes and educational assistance used to dramatically accelerate build time for the Glass Air Sportsman have been given a clean bill of health for compliance with FAR 21-191G. Glass Air's CEO, Mikhail Villa, says his team couldn't be more excited. Quote, we have worked very, very hard to develop a program that makes aircraft building more accessible, more organized, and as efficient as possible, while staying within the letter and spirit of the amateur-built rule, unquote. The Transportation Security Administration has been racing to catch up with the growth in the volume of packages shipped aboard passenger airliners in the U.S. The revenue brought in is now a vital part of most airline operations. Effective last month, TSA says most of those packages are now screened for explosives. TSA spokesman Christopher White calls it a very significant step forward. USA Today reports that TSA has now implemented cargo screening on all packages carried aboard narrow-body single-aisle airliners. Larger wide-body craft are scheduled to get the same level of attention by early 2010. The delay has resulted from the much larger 5x5-foot palletized shipping containers that are common on those wider aircraft. Airlines handle most cargo screening duties at 80 large and mid-sized airports. TSA is responsible for checked luggage and air freight originating from over 370 smaller airports. The congressionally mandated deadline for all air cargo to be screened regardless of size is February 2010. This has been an Aero News Touch and Go. Don't forget to check out our complete Aero briefing. There we'll tell you more about these stories. A pilot suddenly loses his vision while flying alone and survives. Northwest voluntarily grounds 27 of its 757s. And Cessna says Skycatcher development is on schedule. Also, check out the ANN special feature. Today, in my weekly safety discussion with CFI Bob Miller of Over the Airwaves, we'll cover the dangers of your local airport pattern and Bob's thoughts on concentrated instrument training. And if you haven't done it yet, subscribe to our AeroCasts. Find them on iTunes, iPodder, Podcast Alley, and at our website, www.aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.